I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but it is a busy day here at Betts. But we've managed to get Bob out of the workroom. He's in the office with me to take the question from Stephanie. And Stephanie writes, I have a friend who's never had wine. And I asked Stephanie, I think you need new friends. Other than that, though, I have a friend who's never had wine. What wine should she try to get started?
Oh, this is a black hole, Stephanie. This has a million answers because you've got wines from so many regions, so many varieties, so many vintages out there that she could try, or he or she could try. What I'd say is follow the typical pathway. Because of our American culture, we grow up drinking sweet, we drink fizzy, okay, and we drink light and chillable. Those are the main things that we drink, whether it's soda pop or Kool-Aid or orange juice for breakfast or whatever it is, but those are the common traits of what we drink.
So do I detect you're leading us down a path to some sparkling wine?
You can certainly do sparkling wine or wine that is frizzante, to quote the Italians.
With bubbles?
But with light bubbles. Oh, okay. Light bubbles. You know, there are lots of rosés out of the market right now that are fairly dry, maybe a little touch of residual sugar, but not much. They're chillable, and they're lightly fizzy. You don't get the fizz as much as you feel this presence, this vibrancy, this bracing effect on, and kind of whistle clean feeling on the palate. Very good way to start. So from there, you typically can go to white wine, fuller white wine, Riesling, Pinot Gris. Some Chardonnays are light stainless steel, but Chardonnays usually down the pathway a little bit. For reds, you start with those lighter reds. You know, Gamay is a much maligned and much overlooked grape variety that produces the great Beaujolais of France. And I love Gamay. I don't drink enough of it. I tend to focus on other varieties, but every time I have Beaujolais, I get this freshness and this vitality. No residual sugar, but a sweet sense of the fruit itself. It's a great red to start with. From there, you can go to the lighter, the thinner skinned varieties like Pinot Noir and Cabernet Franc, where you've got this delicacy of aroma, a real finesse on the palate, and not nearly the bracing tannin that you would get out of some Merlot, some Syrah, some Cabernet Sauvignon.